Once more into the breach, dear friends. Hi, this is co-curator Thomas Herron speaking. This famous line I just quoted from Shakespeare's Henry V is delivered by the English king outside the walls of Harfleur, the town in France besieged by the English for a month in 1415. It might just as well have been spoken by the second Earl of Essex during his military campaign in Ireland in 1599, the year that Henry V is thought to have been written. Critics such as James Shapiro and others have long argued that the play, which centers on King Henry's famous campaign in France, culminating in the miraculous victory at Agincourt, also shadows and promotes the campaign led by the Earl of Essex to defeat Hugh O'Neill, Earl of Tyrone, in Ireland during the Nine Years' War. The Earl of Essex, Queen Elizabeth's favorite and already a military hero from previous expeditions abroad, was recruited to rescue the floundering English effort in Ireland. Campaigning with him as General of the Horse was Shakespeare's former patron, Henry Wriothesley, 3rd Earl of Southampton, whose portrait in later life can also be seen in this exhibit. Essex's campaign, despite some successful sieges, such as that of Caer Castle and County Tipperary, was an expensive failure. Although ordered to destroy Tyrone, Essex instead made a truce with him. The Queen was furious, and Essex's recall and political disgrace, and that of Southampton, soon followed. The play, whose title page is seen here, does not record the later failures of Essex, but rather refers to his hoped-for triumph. The chorus to Act V, which was first published in the first folio version of 1623, explicitly compares King Henry on his return from Agincourt to a modern-day general who, it is hoped, will come back to London from Ireland with rebellion broached on his sword, on behalf of his gracious empress, and to cheering crowds. If only Essex had been successful, he might well have captured England's heart, as surely did Henry V.